go, blunt. Turn the day, take away.
We've built on the shishim, you get rid of these bleeds. Now, what happens if you use less than shishim? If the water that you're using is not enough for shishim, in that case, then the bleeds come out of the spoon into the water, and because it's not enough to make bittul b'shishim, they'll go back into the spoon and the spoon will remain asa. So it's important to have shishim in the water. However, nowadays we are not makbid on this, because we are not makbid that you should have enough water that there should be shishim against the spoon. You can even use less water than that. The reason is because we're also using this din of waiting 24 hours after you use it for hot. I want to explain why I need both and how it works. So this din of 24 hours, where does it come from? So what happens is, if the spoon is not used for 24 hours, the bleas inside it become, it's called pogum, nice and tamlif gam. It's pogum, they don't taste good anymore. And there's a din which comes from Pasuk and the Gemara's that it's a tam which is not good anymore, it loses its issa, becomes heta. And where it comes from originally is the Pasuk in Parashat Re'eh. It says in the Pasuk, Lo yisaychul kol mevela lageh asher b'sharechet tinenu ba'achala. That means don't eat anything. Mevela, it means also any issa. Give it to a goy, and he'll eat it. So the Gemara makes a drasha. If it's roi la'achila for the geh, that means that if a goy can't eat it, it's edible, then it has the issa. If it's inedible, it doesn't have the issa. That's the drasha. Now technically this is only talking about something which is completely inedible. That means, let's say for example, you had a piece of pork or nevela or gid hanoshe or any issa or trauma or something and it becomes completely inedible, then you're allowed to eat it. There's no issa. What about if it's only a bit inedible, it's gone a bit rotten or a bit off, it's not completely inedible. So if you're talking about a piece of chaza, a piece of pork, then it still has an issa unless it's completely rotten, right? But there's another din over here is that if we're talking about a piece of meat, like I just gave that example, then it has to be completely rotten to get the heta of nisan tam lifgam. But if we're talking about blias, then it doesn't have to be completely rotten. It can be even a little bit rotten. So when it's a bit off or something, then it already loses the issa. Now how do we know that? How do we see this from the drasha? So the Gemara says this din of a keli, a kadera, she'in basyoma, that means a pot which hasn't been used hot for 24 hours. The Gemara says it's called nusim tam nifgam. That's what the Gemara says. That's a pot which hasn't been used for 24 hours is called nusim tam nifgam. That means it has a heta of nusim tam nifgam. But the Rishonim explain, how could it be that just because there's bleas of issa which have pogum in the pot, and you use it to cook, let's say, a whole chalunok, yeah? It doesn't make sense that the whole chalunok will be inedible just because of a bit of bleas which were in the pot, right? So again, you have a pot which has bleas of issa in it, and it's a goyish pot, it's been used to cook pig. And then you clean it, and you wait for 24 hours. And then you use it to cook your chalunok. Now, logically, does it make sense that these bleas, old bleas of chaza, came into the chalon and made the chalon inedible because it has such a bad taste, because it wasn't used for 24 hours? That doesn't make sense. So that the logic of that tells the Rishonim that it must be that even if it's a bit off, if it's from bleas, then it has the heta of nusim tam lifgam. I just want to explain a bit more. The Ran explains with a bit another svara. The Ran explains these two dinim. Because we're talking about two dinim over here. So let's say, imagine, just say a new example. Let's say you have a piece of pork, right, and you have a whole chalon pot, right, and the pork fell into the chalon pot while it was boiling for 1 minute, and then you took it out, right. So you have in front of you chalon, which had the pork inside it for a minute, and you have the piece of pork, right? And then you have two people in front of you. You have Chaim and Yanko. Chaim wants to eat some of the chalent, and Yanko wants to eat the piece of pork. Now, this piece of pork wasn't completely rotten. It was a bit off, right? So Chaim wants to eat the chalent, so the piece of pork went in for a bit. The din is it's mutter. He's allowed to eat the chalent, even without bittul b'shishim, because this piece of pork was a bit rotten. The Ran explains he doesn't have any benefit from the additional flavor that this pork gave it. He doesn't want it there. He's got his chalent anyway. He's happy to have his chalent without that pork. So he doesn't want it. He doesn't have enough on the fact that the pork went in there. Whereas the ankle, who wants to eat the pork itself, to him the fact that it's a big rotten doesn't matter so much. He still has hanor from the pork itself, right? So that explains the difference between a piece of issa itself and a piece of a heta which has flavor of the pork in it. That means in the case where you're eating the issa itself and it's rotten only a bit, then it's still osa. Whereas in the case where you have heta, let's say a mutter challah, and it has a bit of off flavor inside it, then it is going to be mutter.
And the guy wants to eat the pork, the challah is also osa there?
Again, it's two separate dinim. The din of the pork is that if there's a bit off, it remains osa. It does not get the heta of nisan tamufkan because he wants
to eat. The guy said he would like to eat it.
Yeah.
Is John osa din
there? No, because if it's not a din on him, we're not talking about the heta of the thing. John. This piece is osa, even though it's a bit off, because. I'm not talking about the person, I'm talking about general. In general, someone who wants to eat a piece of pork. Yeah, and it's fresh. He wants to eat it. If it's a bit off, he still wants to eat it. Okay. Right? Whereas a chalon, if you're eating the chalon, yeah, and you want to eat it, if it's got a bit of flavour from off some half-rotten pork in it, you'd rather not have that. That's why for you, for the chalon is mutter, yeah. So, again. So let's say this, going back to our spoon, which is batar b'chalav, right? So you've got your spoon, and the rav says you have to kasher it. You have to kasher it. He says, wait 24 hours. So according to everything I've just explained, once you've waited 24 hours, it should already be mutter. And it is mutter, really. If you wait 24 hours, it is mutter. It is. So why do we still have to do hagala in hot water? So the answer to that is that there's a gzera, because Chazal were worried you might use it after 23 and a half hours by mistake, or 23 hours, 50 minutes. So they said, just in case, you have to do hagala as well. But having said that, so now the other way. So if you're anyway doing Hagala, why do you need to wait 24 hours? So the answer to that is, if you're doing Hagala without waiting 24 hours, like I said before, we need to have shishim in the water. You need to have enough water. So let's say the spoon is, whatever, 1 centimeter cubed, then you have to have 60 centimeters cubed of water. Right? If you don't, then you haven't done Hagala because the bleeders will go out into the water. There's no bittul because not enough water. They'll go back into the spoon, and the spoon will be off. And not only that, but you won't be allowed to drink the water. Because the water has become...
Wait 24 hours.
Again, if you did not wait 24 hours... Yeah, that's right. So the water has now become basar b'chalav water. Because there was not enough to make bittul. Right? So therefore, if we would only do Hagala... Again, this is not a gzera, it's a bit different. I don't know, the Mishnah Berurah explains Hilchos Pesach in some Tafanon base. At the beginning, it's Cotton Aleph, that Mishnah Berurah explains. It's not really a gzera, it's an interesting lot in there. But he says that we're worried that you're going to use less than shishim in the water, so therefore you have to wait for 24 hours as well. So basically, we need both. That's why, that's the answer. You need both. And you need to clean it, like that was the third point, is the Rav will tell you have to clean it properly. That's simply because if you don't clean it and you do Hagala, then the water won't be able to get the bleas out because there's something blocking it. I don't know, it sounds a bit like tefillah, you know, chatzitza, but it's not really that din. It's not a tefillah, it's just that it's practical, it's practically. The water won't be able to get the bleas out if there's a bit of dirt or grease or whatever on it. Now, okay, so that's that. That's all that I explained. I just want to say, like, another point. According to what I've said, really, this nisan tamufkan business, 24 hours is not the only way to get to that din. You know, the fact that it's waited 24 hours makes that it's pogrom, but there's other ways of making tam pogrom. For example, you could soak it in bleach for 5 minutes, and then wash it off, and any bleas which were in it will become, the taste will have gone bleachy. It's not, you know. So can we do that instead of waiting 24 hours? So Chazal said we have to do both, 24 hours and Hagala, but can you do wash it and bleach for 5 minutes instead of waiting 24 hours? So, I think Chazal Nish says that you can. But I don't know if he means like a tchil or the evid. I'm not sure. We'll have to ask the Rav or something, because he writes it in the Sefer, as I looked it up today. He says that you can use any strong chemical which will make the bleas go bad, that's good enough, you don't have to wait 24 hours. But I don't know if it means like a tchila Or only if you did it already, then you can use it. I don't know. But I just want to end with a quick story. Once happened in the Israeli army when they were going around before Pesach, kashering the kitchens in the army bases. And they got the Erev Pesach to kasher all the kelim for Pesach. And that's from the Isal Chametz. We're not talking about trefas or anything. It's just kashering all the kelim from the Chametz. And it was Erev Pesach, and they had used it that morning. So they can't wait 24 hours because it'll already be Pesach. So then Reb Shlomo Zalman said that they can just kasher it in hot water if they add soap to the water. Add soap to the water and hot water and use that to kasher it, and that will get both of these dinim at the same time. Okay, that's that.
Inside, when you use a strong chemical, inside and outside, or just inside?